DNA evidence and also CCTV footage are key tools these days in the modern pursuit of criminals. But we know the so-called white coat effect can also sometimes bamboozle juries and lead to the miscarriage of justice. Last week, the High Court quashed two convictions for this very reason, and it's a topic for the Law Report this week. Damien Carrick joins us now. Hello, Damien.
Good morning, Fran.
Damien, the subject of one of these trials is Anthony Charles Honeysett. What's his story?
Well, he was found guilty of an armed robbery of the Narrabeen Hotel in Sydney. And there was CCTV footage of the robbery showing a man whose head was covered in a white T-shirt. And at the trial, the prosecution called evidence from an anatomist, a Professor Henneberg, and he told the court that there was a high degree of anatomical similarity between the man in the CCTV images and also Honeysett. He said that they were both male, adult, right-handers, they both had dark skin, and they were both skinny. He used the fancy word ectomorphic. And on appeal, the defence said, look, this evidence should never have been admissible because, while no doubt this guy is a competent, well-celebrated anatomist, his opinion was based on comparing photos, and that's not really something he's an expert in. So ultimately they said this gave the unwarranted appearance of science.
So, in other words, they found that one of the sides of this debate was using someone's professional credibility to build up their case, even though it was not his area of expertise.
Absolutely.
Last week, the High Court also handed down a decision in the case of Daniel Glenn Fitzgerald. Was this similar?
Well, it's related. It's about DNA evidence. And what happened there was back in 2011, at 6 o'clock in the morning, a group of men burst into a house in Elizabeth in South Australia and they beat a man to death. Now, two men are put on trial for the murder and they're found guilty. One of them is Fitzgerald. And the only evidence against Fitzgerald was his DNA material found on a didgeridoo at the scene of the crime. Now, he went to the High Court saying, by itself, this is not enough to convict me of murder. And he argued, and the High Court agreed, that there was another plausible reason for this DNA ending up on the didgeridoo, because he and the other person who had been found guilty of murder had both been at a boxing match the previous evening, and they'd shaken hands, and Fitzgerald argued that his sweat or saliva had passed onto this man's hands and then transferred onto the didgeridoo when this man went to the crime scene. Now, Fitzgerald was incredibly lucky because there was video footage of this boxing match, and the other person had said, Yes, I did shake his hand. So there was evidence to support this alternative theory. But otherwise, I mean, I think, the jury, it wouldn't be no surprise that they would find him guilty.
And we had an example of DNA evidence and the importance of it in crime, pursuit of crime, just yesterday when police picked up someone based on the evidence, DNA evidence of 1989, a man charged over the rape and kidnapping of five girls in Sydney's West. Now, hasn't gone before the courts, but it's just another example of the importance of these elements in the pursuit of crime.
It's hugely important. It's hugely important. But you've also got to... You've got to also take a step back. I mean, in Germany, for instance, there was this amazing example of a white coat effect where across Europe for years and years and years, police were looking for a woman of Eastern European heritage whose DNA kept on coming up in crime scenes all across Europe. And police spent enormous resources looking for her. And they finally realised that there was a woman with Eastern European heritage working in a cotton bud factory in Bavaria. And her cotton buds were being used in crime investigations, and her material had somehow contaminated the cotton buds. So we've always got to be very, very careful.
And that's where the term the white coat effect came from?
No, but it's certainly an application of it.
That's sure.
A prime example.
All right, Damien, thank you very much.
Good talking.
Damien Carrick, and you can hear more about the so-called white coat effect on the Law Report with Damien this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN.